Hopping off the last step and into the inside of the torch, Sani turns around to help Nessa up too. Shaking her head at his outstretched hand, she jumps in without taking it. "I could do it myself, thanks," she says darkly. "Look, I'm sorry," Sani pleads. "I made a bad call, but we need to work together if we're going to figure this out."
"Thanks for apologizing," Nessa replies. She grits her teeth and says, "I know you're supposed to be in charge, but I feel like I could do better. Just being honest."
Sani recoils at the stinging words. Is she right? Probably. Why did Xenon ask him to take the lead to begin with? Nessa is better at solving puzzles than he is anyway. But then, instead of agreeing, he just feels angry. Angry that she isn't showing him any respect or understanding. He is trying his best, and she has been fighting him from the very beginning, even before he made a bad call.
"No," he snaps finally. "Xenon put me in charge. If you don't like it, you can talk to him when we're done."
Nessa scowls and crosses her arms. "Oh, I sure will. Until then, we'll work together, but don't think that I'm taking orders from you." Sani shrugs like it doesn't matter, even though it does.
"Fine."
Turning their attention to what is inside the torch, they find a series of riddles surrounded by pictures of animals of all kinds.
"What do you make of this?"
Sani asks, trying to keep an amicable tone.
"I can't tell yet," says Nessa. "Let's figure it out."
"Stop. Open puzzle packet number 4. Proceed after solving the puzzle,"